Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Did anybody out there have their Thanksgiving just ruined? Maybe it was an argument that you had. Maybe it was some information that you found out. But my boy can't be the only one. So I have a good friend of mine. We'll call him. Pick a name, Meredith. A guy's name.
Bruno.
Bruno. Okay. So my boy Bruno on Wednesday did the unthinkable. He went through his girl's phone. His wife's phone, I should say. His wife, I think, of 3 or 4 years. I was at the wedding. So, that was like 4 years ago. And he didn't catch her necessarily, like, cheating. There wasn't, like, photos or anything like that. But long, long conversations with a dude. It looks like if they haven't cheated, they're going to.
They're about to.
Or maybe they have
emotional
in the messages.
Emotional cheating, absolutely
At
happening.
Least
yeah.
emotional cheating.
Okay.
I think she's already crossed that line.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask him too much of what he found, but it was basically like worst case scenario.
Setting it up or about to meet. That is so devastating, especially you're surrounded by all your family. You're already married. Or say you have your boyfriend and girlfriend over and you're showing them off. You want them to get along.
Yeah.
That's always a tense situation.
And my boy Bruno is not super confrontational, right? So he ate it, basically, has thus far, because he found out Wednesday night. Thursday was Thanksgiving at her parents' house.
He hasn't said anything.
Yet.
My God.
I think he's kind of planning his next move.
Smart.
Is it divorce? Is it giving her a second chance?
Y'all just
reconciliation.
Got married.
They've been married like 3 or 4 years. But needless to say, Thanksgiving was ruined. The relationship probably it's a wrap.
Wow.
For
that's pretty crazy.
But like, imagine finding that out. Right before, like the day before you're going on one of those holidays where it's all family and
you have to pretend everything is fine to begin with.
And
half the time.
That's where he's at with it right now. He's still pretending.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bro, you are a bigger man than me, Mr. Bruno, because I wouldn't have been able to hold my lips for 5 minutes.
No,
there's no way.
I've exploded on somebody before that I brought home for Thanksgiving to meet my mom and my dad. And it was on the day they were in the kitchen and one of my exes, and I saw his phone sitting there and he was talking to my mom. And I had this inkling, and I never go through people's phones, really, I don't. And so I was like, what's going on here? And I opened it because it wasn't locked, and it was Facebook Messenger, and it was already open.
Yeah.
Okay, so I tap on it, and he was talking to this chick about meeting up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget it to this day because I'm like, okay, I have a decision to make here. Do I blow up on him in front of my whole family?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hold it in. I feel like a firecracker, so I ask him to come in the bedroom like 2 seconds later, and
it was a wrap.
Like a firework.
After that,
But we flew up there to go see my family in Charlotte. It was a huge disaster.
If you're doing dirt, lock your phone.
It's
just,
for real.
Just saying that. He had – her phone was locked but by a passcode.
Uh-huh.
So he had been eyeballing the little passcode.
Yeah, of course.
So he knew it was able to unlock hers.
It's hard to keep that in.
Yeah.
Your mom, dad, aunties, everybody's around. Even the little babies are running around. What are you supposed to do?
And he hasn't asked me, my friend. He hasn't asked me – what I think he should do. So I haven't really been like, bro, I'm waiting for him to ask.
Yeah, because you can't wait to tell him.
You know what I would say. But did anybody get their Thanksgiving ruined? Or maybe even just a big fight over the dinner table? What was it about? What made your Thanksgiving just go left? Give us a call. Shoot us a text right now, because I told you about my boy Bruno. Now, you don't have to use your name, but we want to hear a little gossip. We're talking about drama at the dinner table. If you had your Thanksgiving ruined, maybe it was a fight. Maybe it was something that you found out. I just talked about my boy Meredith. We're trying to keep his identity anonymous, so Meredith named him Bruno.
Bruno.
Unlocked his girl's phone and saw that she was entertaining another man.
Oh my gosh, that is so heartbreaking.
And he's holding it in, which is even more heartbreaking, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Out of the 813, this person says, my Thanksgiving was ruined. I attempted to call you, but my 18-month-old and my mom ended up in the ER. They're both discharged and doing well now. I wrote them back, and they said, my son had a RSV bronchitis, and my mother's in the hospital with something else, but both are happy and healthy now. And that can definitely ruin a Thanksgiving.
Oh,
everybody,
absolutely.
Mama, the cook, and everybody is, like, in the hospital. Not cool.
888-429-0941. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. Let us know what happened at your Thanksgiving. What up, Dominique?
Hey, man. I hope your friend's rich, because you can't afford a divorce attorney in a destination state in a destination city if you ain't rich, because I found out my wife's been lying to me.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
And she wants a divorce right before Thanksgiving, and I got a divorce. I consulted some divorce attorneys, and they're like, $20,000 for a guarantee, open and shut, slam dunk. You never got to work another day in your life, and you don't got to pay her anything.
Oh.
That's what they said.
So, okay, how did you – you said – yo, Dominique, so you said you found out that your wife was lying and cheating?
Lying the entire marriage. She was lying before we got married when we were dating. Then I forgave her. She's been lying the entire marriage. Now for our silver wedding anniversary, she wants a divorce.
Oh, man. Oh, she wants the divorce.
What's that?
So she's the one that brought up the D word.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example or two of what you found out that she was lying about specifically?
Yeah.
She had a second bank account without my name on it.
Hey.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, some people have separate accounts.
But they usually tell them.
This
of
makes
course.
Two now. This makes two accounts now that I don't have my name on. She has a separate hidden account.
Wow.
There's a second account that I don't have my name on either.
Huh. How'd you find out about that?
I went to the bank because my bank card wasn't working. And I said, yo, my name's not on this, but I can show you my ID. And they're like, oh, hold on a second. And they're looking at the screen. And I'm like, what are you looking at? I go, I know there's money in there. And they're like, no, there's two accounts. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'll be contacting an attorney.
Was she taking money from your joint account and taking it and putting it in her?
Yes, siphoning it. Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Wow, that's crazy.
And then did you end up calling her out on it?
Yes.
And that's when she said she wanted a divorce?
Oh, she said that it might be, at that point, she said, oh, things might be irreconcilable at that point.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, because I caught your ass again. And so, but the funniest thing is I went to a divorce attorney and they said, we're not supposed to tell you this. We can lose our license, but I guarantee you'll never have to work another day in your life if you hire us, but it's $20,000 up front. I'm like, what about contingency? They're like, nah, not in Florida, state law, man. You can do contingency for everything else but divorce. For some reason, divorce. $20,000 up front if you want a good attorney. Now, you can get these bottom shelf attorneys, but you might as well not have one at all.
Why would you never have to work another day in your life? Is she balling like that?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a disparity of income. All it is in Florida, the only thing that matters in divorce law is it's called disparity of income. That's it.
Wow.
Nothing else affects it, but you need an attorney.
Mm.
And I've been a kept man for over a decade.
Wow.
Okay.
And you have kids?
No kids.
So, interesting.
Being a kept man for over a decade, you're entitled to the lifestyle that you're used to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How much are we talking a month, ballpark, that you think that deserve?
Well, just where I live downtown is $3,000 a month.
Woo!
Just the rent.
Just the rent.
How much do you think, like, if you sit down and talk to these attorneys and if they ask you, how much do you want? How much do you think is fair? What would you say?
I'm not a big, I don't care much about material stuff. I just don't want to work anymore because she was lying to me while she spoiled me. So this is really kind of her fault. We're both co-conspirators.
I like that he's owning up to it. You know, he's actually saying people will deny the fact that they don't want to work anymore. They don't like being kept. I think that I like that you're owning up to
it. Is there another man in the mix that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I know about the second bank account.
Oh, man.
But how do you know she's cheating then?
He didn't say cheating. He said lying.
Just lying about money.
I said she's lying. She was lying from the week of our first date. I caught her in a lie, and she thought she was slick. Women are cool because they're duplicitous. God has given them that gift in perfection. They've got us crystallized.
What did she lie about on her first date?
Yeah.
She said, okay, so she thinks she was slick. And I had an old-timey answering machine. That's how long we've been married, with them little micro cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And when you play a message that's on there, first of all, the light's beeping if you have a message, okay? But once you play it and don't erase it, the light still beeps. But if you didn't own this machine, you wouldn't know it's beeping at a slightly slower pace, like, oh, you got these messages, these old messages. She thought she was slick. I was like, you don't have this kind of answering machine. And she's like, I didn't listen to your message. I go, well, who did? And I finally got her to admit it. She thought that she could pull a fast one on me and listen to my messages on my answering machine. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. We've been dating a week and you want to lie already?
Damn.
I go, I'll tell you what. Yeah. And it just, it's been like that the whole marriage.
And you guys have been married how long?
25 years.
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to make it to 26?
He's hurt.
I'm trying, but she doesn't. She's like, it seems like she's already, now that I caught her, that she's already like resolved to like, you know, like, okay, I got caught. Now I got to finish this thing.
I feel like maybe there is somebody else. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you.
There is or not. It doesn't. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is, you know, she's been lying the whole time.
Yeah.
She's got a second bank account.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And all these attorneys that I talk to are like, listen, man, you got an open and shut slam dunk case. They're like, if you walked into our office as a black pregnant woman and said, I was fired because I was a black pregnant woman, your case couldn't be any more airtight.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. And last question for you, my man. If for whatever reason she sits you down and was like, you know what, it's been 25 years. I don't want to give up on this. I want to work on it. Are you still open to trying to make the marriage work or is it too far gone?
Yeah. In fact, we're going to a marriage counselor and I keep bringing up the fact that she's lying during the counseling. She's lying right now to you, doctor. She's lying right now to you. And I have to call her out and say, tell the whole truth. Tell the whole truth. And it's like pulling teeth, and then she tells the whole truth.
Does she ever wish you had a job at all?
No, she told me a long time ago, once she got hooked up with this new job, she said, not only you don't have to have a job, I don't want you working.
So what do you do all day?
I'm a man of leisure, son.
What does that mean?
He's chilling. That's what that means.
Well, we got to fill up our day with something. I mean, normally, like, these chicks would go to the gym or get their nail, hair done, tan, massage.
Lord, no. I'm like, no. I mean, I work out and stuff like that, but I'm not kept that way. I'm not like some kind of supermodel that's kept because he's working out 6 hours a day.
I got you. Right. Okay. Right, bro, thank you. Thank you for chiming in. I appreciate you hitting us up.
Well, tell your friend, too. Tell your friend. Poor people can't afford a divorce.
Okay.
That's true. They live together for a long
time. So who's gonna pay for the divorce attorney?
I don't know. I went to these guys. I would go to these top-notch attorneys, and as smart as they are, I'm like, where am I going to get $20,000 for you? And they're like, well, have you tried a bank? I'm like, she has a second account with my name not on it and all this stuff. I don't have a job. How am I going to get money for you? He's like, how about your church? I'm like, I don't belong to
a church.
I know, right? This is like the top shelf. I don't want to say his name, but he's known. He's well known. He's five stars.
Okay. And you can't pay him on the back end? Like after?
No, he won't. I'm like, you told me it's open and shut. You told me you could lose your license for telling me all this stuff. Now, why won't you just take it? Just on the slide. Just you loan me the $20,000.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay. That sounds illegal or something.
Okay.
Know.
Bro, thank you for hitting us up and sharing your story. Wow.
Holy crap. That took a left turn.
An international man of leisure. I have found my next occupation.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.